Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Adesia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. In business, it's often not what you know, it's who. And Jim Cockrum is the CEO of MySilentTeam.com, and he's here to tell us how to use eBay as a relationships platform. Jim, you've been selling on eBay since 1999, and you're well known for using the lessons you've learned there to grow a big audience and launch a lot of successful projects. What do you mean when you say it all comes down to relationships?
First, let me just say what an honor. Thank you for the invitation. I promise not to forget your great question, but always good to talk to Griffin Lee. It's been too long.
Yes, it has.
We got to do this more often, guys.
Yes. Okay.
But
we'll form a relationship.
Exactly. Well, how about a segue? And even the last segment, I had the pleasure of listening. You know, we hit on this, but my premise is the rules of relationships are the same as the rules for business. Really, if you're good at one, you can be very good at the other, vice versa. Because ultimately, we're doing business with people. And that's one of the things I noticed early on when I started using eBay was I just found the most delight in these transactions when I actually got to interact a little bit. And we were just talking in the segment before this. You know, make sure that you thank your customers in their language. You know, that can be the start of something. And I've got customers to this day, and I'm sure you probably do as well, Griffin Lee, that you met on eBay and your relationship started there, and it's grown into so much more now. I'm just talking about being intentional about it instead of kind of accidental about it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, my son just bought a camera item off of eBay here a couple days ago, a lens for his camera, and he started interacting with this photographer, and they're building a relationship. They're corresponding now, and I love that we get to do that on eBay. There's so many other platforms out there where that's not even a possibility, and it still is with eBay, so... Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about there. And my audience has grown as a result of that. You know, those are the people, some of them that bought stuff from me years ago, and now they're part of my audience.
Your book, Silent Sales Machine, was one of the best-selling books about eBay success. Came out in 2002. And Silent Sales Machine 9.0 is still a bestseller. What makes this book still so relevant to so many people?
Actually, the original version is probably pretty irrelevant to just about anyone who would have it. And you dropped the key point there, 9.0. I've updated 9 times because, as you guys know, and this is what you talk about on your radio show, is, you know, there's changes, there's new technologies, there's new ideas, there's new ways to connect with people who want to buy your stuff and hear what you have to say, new ways to grow communities. So over time, the community that we've built around that book, The Silent Sales Machine, it's grown into a pretty good audience, and I don't consider myself necessarily the leader of that audience. I'm a member, and I get to facilitate and filter the ideas that come through. But there's so many great ideas at any given time in our community. And, you know, we all hang out on Facebook and drop ideas on each other and try them out and test new things. And when a good idea kind of floats to the top, and it might end up in that book. So as we've updated that book several times, it's kind of the best ideas of what's working right now for people trying to use the internet as a creative income tool. And so I've been proud of that book, and it's not the same book it was 9 years ago, or in version one, I should say, in 2002. It's been 13 years. But it's doing really well for us, yeah. And it's been the foundational document of a lot of incredible success stories over the years. So we just keep updating it and rewriting it, and that's the story on that.
Speaking of success, did we hear that a client of yours had a $5 million commercial during Super Bowl 50 paid for by someone else, all thanks to relationships?
Tell us about that.
How about that? If you're watching the third quarter of the Super Bowl, and you may not remember all the commercials, there were some really good ones this year, but there was one that came on your screen. It was the second break in the third quarter, and it was a Viking ship, a bunch of Vikings rowing on the wild open sea. It's a real manly Viking kind of, you know, row, and they're rowing, and it turns out they're actually falling into a cup of someone's mouth that's drinking a sip of coffee. Oh. And, you know, that was Death Wish Coffee. That's one of my clients.
Death Wish Coffee, yeah.
And if you haven't heard of them yet, he's gone from a little coffee shop in New York. He was going out of business, and he read an article, basically a concept I had. It's about relationships. See, when I have a client, I I don't teach them search engine optimization and pay-per-click and social media. We don't go there. The first thing I have my clients do is I say, make a list of all the influencers who already have an audience that you wish you had. I call these people gatekeepers. And so he actively went after gatekeepers and started forming relationships with all the bloggers and the YouTube channels and the Twitter feeds that talk about coffee. And next thing we know, he's getting on NPR and MSNBC and Apple and MTV. All these different guys are calling him. He's doing interviews. And we got him into a contest with thousands of other businesses. Thanks to the social media efforts of our community and several others, he ended up winning among thousands of small businesses. And, yes, he had a $5 million ad on the Super Bowl here just a few days ago. And his business, understandably, has grown exponentially in that short time.
So he won that.
He led to all kinds of opportunities.
He won that.
He won it. He didn't pay a dime. He didn't pay a dime. But he also didn't do any search engine optimization, pay-per-click, social media marketing out, just random posts and things. It's very intentional. Again, it goes back to relationships. You need to be very intentional about who it is you're attempting to connect with. And it's much like what we're doing right now. This is a mutually beneficial thing we're both doing. See, I told my audience I'm going to be on your show today, so you've got more listeners than you would have had. And you told your audience that you were inviting me in, so I get exposure to them, people who haven't heard of me. It's being intentional about those, I call them three-way wins. Right? So you guys win some new audience today. I win, I get some new audience, and the audience wins. They're getting hopefully some fantastic ideas from our segment, right?
You know, Jim, let me tell you something. I have a hard time getting people to send in. We have a little thing that you can click on the website called, guest, if you want to be a guest on voice marketing, on eBay Radio. And so
right.
I have a hard time getting people to send me something with five tips on it to tell our audience. They wait for me to call them. And would you address that, please? They should be sending me press releases. They should be sending me five tips on how to sell better on eBay.
Right.
Really?
Jim, will you berate her potential clients, please?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Let's beat them up a little
bit. Let's do it.
That sounds like
go
fun.
Ahead, Jim. Do it.
We're not taught. I think there's part of our education system that teaches us that step one of success in business is to build something amazing. Build something amazing first. And then the final step is, well, let's go try to market it now. And so we've got a lot of people thinking, well, until I've built something amazing, I don't really deserve to be here. Until I've done something incredible, I don't really. But it's those little tiny successes. That's what I've learned. That's the power of community is, those little tiny successes. Some people, I've learned things from people who have only been selling online for a couple months. Here I am, I've been doing it for, 15 plus years.
But Jim, why wouldn't they proactively?
Here it is. Well, here's one.
She's not going to let this alone. So,
you guys, here's the problem. I think I'll admit, you guys are rock stars. I mean, when I heard you wanted to be on your radio show today, I was like, wow,
oh,
I get to be on with Griffin Lee again. This is great. No, I'm serious. You guys are, it's a little bit of that, should I even approach these guys? I'm a little nervous. And you've seen it, Griff. You go to these events and people are like, oh my gosh, it's Griff. I finally get to meet you kind of thing.
But Jim, I worked in newsrooms for years where every day I got these requests, I would like so-and-so to be on your show, or my client is such-and-such, or my name is Bill Smith, and I think I should be a guest on your show. They don't do that so much anymore, and this is a good tool. Now I'll stop. I'll stop with that. But it's
any of us, I think we have an aversion to calling ourselves an expert. Some of the best advice that I feel like I was ever given, that I would like to give everyone who's listening right now, is become the world's foremost expert at something. The internet has allowed that to be a possibility. For the first time in human history, the last, let's say, 20 years or so, has given us an opportunity where you can become a world's foremost expert and grow an audience on virtually any subject. We go back to that original version of Silent Sales Machine that I wrote over a weekend. It was a 20-page document, guys. And I was basically teaching people how to creatively use their About Me page on eBay. That's it. I was going to give it away to a few friends. Next thing I know, it sold 15,000 copies.
Wow.
Because it was this little inch-wide, mile-deep, special niche. And there's people to this day that will see me and they'll say, you're the About Me page eBay guy, right? I became known as that. And now I'm known as other things now, but there's still people who see me as, oh, you're that eBay guy.
Jim, you were our keynote. You were our keynote speaker a few years ago at the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
That's true.
Oh, it was an honor.
And would you please put down July 26th through the 29th on your calendar? July, not June this year, but July 26th through the 29th, and I'm going to be giving you a call.
Have your people call my people. What
absolutely, no, I will.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. I mean, if at all possible, I would be honored to come see you guys again. That would be fantastic.
And in a couple of weeks, you're going to be the keynote speaker at the ASD Consumer Goods Trade Show in Las Vegas. Griff and I did that show once.
Oh,
we
it's
did
hysterically.
We did our show from there.
That's
one time,
right.
Remotely. Yep. There'll be about 45,000 attendees at that wholesale conference. Are you nervous?
Yeah, that's a pretty big number, isn't it? I don't think we're going to fit everyone in one room. It's more about the show and the wholesale opportunities and the connections and relationships, right? I mean, we're expecting, you know, if I've got 10 people show up to hear me talk, I'll be happy and we'll talk about this stuff. But we're expecting, you know, 500, 800. I don't know what the room will hold. But, yeah, if you're going to ASD, be sure to look up the educational events. So many good people from the online selling community who will be there. A lot of people I know very well presenting. But, yeah, they honored me with the keynote slot this year, and I'm just ecstatic. I can't wait. But I'll be talking a lot about relationships. Again, guys, it really comes back to that. You know, one of the things we have to get over as internet marketers and online business people is we think we can sit behind our keyboard and make amazing things happen. And I'm telling you, there's a lot more to it. People. You've got to connect with people. You've got to build relationships.
Well, I feel now that we're engaged, so everything is going well, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. This segment was brought to you by Adisha. Up next, your calls, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. The vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.